Blog Talk Radio.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. When there's a better life, there's a better life.
If you got
everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today the interview is with Reverend Don Tolliver of Beulah Baptist Church, where he is the minister. He's also with Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network. He's going to be talking about the killings in Tallahassee, Florida, and how some peaceful protests were ran over by a truck in Tallahassee, Florida. How are you doing this afternoon, sir?
Great. How are you doing, Sister Butler?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you on Show Talk.
Well, it's glad that you have me, and it's appreciative that you reach out for those people who are doing things in the community, as well as you being abreast of a lot of situations going on throughout the country.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. So the most recent killing in Tallahassee in May was Tony McDade, and he was a black transgender man. Am I correct?
Correct. That is correct.
That's amazing. Then there were two other killings in the last 2 months. So it's been three killings in the last 2 months. Am I correct on this?
Yes, it's three been in Tallahassee in the last 3 months. That is correct.
2 months.
In the last 2 months, there have been three killings.
Yes, sir. So what is the what are you doing with the National Action Network, sir?
Well, you're not just the National Action Network, NAACP, SCLC, a lot of Black Lives Matter movement, along with the general community and about are basically an uproar trying to get a clear understanding of what's going on. And what they're trying to do also is get a transparency issue resolved, meaning that when these shootings take place, police department, I know they're doing that investigation, but at the same time, the people want to know what happened and how it happened. And a lot of the reports that are coming in are conflicting issues and statements from what the community leaders and people in the community who saw and witnessed it stated versus what the police stated. So that is a number one issue of confusion. And even though that the state attorney is doing their investigation along with the police department, transparency is always the issue, and it causes a problem when you don't get a clear understanding on what's going on. A lot of the information that comes out is segmented at best. There's no clear information that comes out a lot of times, and we know and we take in consideration in looking at everything, the big picture, but people want to know what's going on, and they want to know that they're not being bamboozled. And they also want to know that things are as they would be or should be, and without transparency, it always looks like it's a cover-up. That's the problem.
It always looks like it's a cover-up. That is true. The cases that have made the media, which I'm sure there are many others, are others, that have made the media, you can tell that it's definitely cover up. Definitely. No doubt about it.
Yeah. If you can't see what's going on and you tell me a story and then the facts come out to be something totally different, you know, everybody looks at things differently. You know, I may see something and you may see something and we saw the same incident, but we look at it a different way. But the problem is when there's nothing coming out, and no one is telling you anything, and there's no information, there's no way to say, yeah, this occurred or this did not occur. So then the last thing you want to do is speculate. The last thing you want to do is get the wrong story out there on the street. You know, a lot of stuff was going on even throughout the country today with George Floyd and the other ones that been recently killed. It's just, you know, different stories that have come out. And when you see video, when you can, and you're not able to see video, which may be the police cams, and you won't release it, you may have an opportunity to people think to cut and splice it or not get the whole thing. And when that occurs, then, you know, who's going to believe what anybody says? Those are the problems that we're dealing with. So National Anxiety Network is basically
up.
Right. We're looking at a lot of the situations that have occurred. We're looking at past practices. We're not causing or stating any blame to anybody as of yet. We want to see the information to be true and to be not doctored, not tampered with. We want to see exactly what's going on so that you and I would have an opportunity to make a decision on whether it was right or wrong, and then have an opportunity to get it into the court of law to be able to fight, protest, and look at a lot of things that have been turned in. Throughout the country, there are marches throughout the country and throughout the world because a lot of people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, as Fannie Lou Hamer once said. And, you know, injustice to one person is justice to all. Dr. Martin Luther King stated.
That is so true.
Looking at some of the stuff that Reverend Stockton did in one of the memorial ceremonies the other day for George Floyd, he stated that you know, we can't get ahead because you keep your foot on our neck. So, you know, you need to get your foot up off our neck so that we can breathe and have an opportunity to advance and do things as well. You know, most African-Americans, a lot of African-Americans basically built this country through slavery, and
yes,
they do not want to recognize that. With that being said, then you turn around and say, you know, you're three-fifths of a man. I'm not three-fifths of anything. God made us all, so we are human beings. So we're 100% man and woman.
Right.
That's what right. society has a problem in accepting.
That's right. And I believe that another reason they don't want to see black Americans get the same treatment as they get is because they're afraid that we will do to them what they have did to us and what they are doing to us. If we have the same rights, they're afraid we'll turn into them.
Well, I don't necessarily know if that's the case. It may be something underlying in the background or the mindset. But history shows that, you know, afforded the same opportunity as a light-skinned person or Anglo-Saxon or white person, as they call them, you know, we putting in the same opportunity to prosper and grow, we can succeed. You know, it's. I go back and hilariously, I look at the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. If anybody ever saw that movie, shows that a black person
it.
Looked like he'd been on the street and didn't have an opportunity, but put him a chance to an opportunity to be able to prosper and grow and have some of the advantages. They then were able to not only fit in, but excel and exceed. And it shouldn't matter the color of the person's skin, whether they exceed or excel, because we all have the same common goal, and that is to succeed and be successful in America. And to
That's
keep
right.
somebody down because of the pigment of their skin is truly not the way to consider you to be my brother or my sister, and not to have equal rights because of my skin color. It's totally something that is blasphemy to the Bible and to God's people.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's a sin. It's a sin to hate someone because they're darker than you or they're a different race than you.
So true. So true. You know, we look at things differently, but we still have the same common goal. We all need food. We all need water. We all need shelter. We all need the basic things that we need to be able to survive in this world. But because you've set us back, meaning financially and economically, does not mean that we don't want you to give us anything. And I go back to something that James Brown said, I don't need you to give me nothing. I can get up and get it myself. Let me get up and get it myself and earn it and do
That's
it.
Right.
We can have the same thing. I don't want a handout. Sometimes you just need a hand.
That's right. I understand what you're saying. So the three people that have been killed, I have their names. I have the names of the young of the people. The first one is Mr. McDade, who was transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was the last one.
Yeah, that was the last one. And I believe there was another one. Malik Jackson, 21-year-old Malik Jackson, was killed by the police.
Mm-hmm.
And and Michael Johnson was killed by the police, and all three are black. So,
correct.
How do you feel
all,
about this? What are you able to do? I know there was a incident where the protesters in Tallahassee, Florida, were ran over by a vehicle, just plowed through them.
What happened
injured?
Was a young lady got her arm broke. Gentleman was in the car and protesters were out, and they ran this car through. They have yet to be charged. It was a white male. And I have a problem with that as well. When they got up to them and they were stopped, police shuttled them out of the car and put them in their car for safety. You know, but they still have not been charged. So my question is, you know, are we going back through the same issue and the same things, you know, and what's taking so long? If you did something wrong, You know, if it would have been you or I, we'd have been charged right away. But, you know, with the killings and things like that, you don't put them on administrative pay. You let them sit out. And, yes, you want to find out what happened. I'm a firm believer of finding out the truth, firm believer of knowing what's going on, firm believer in getting all the facts. But if you don't treat one race of people one way and then you turn around and treat the other race another way, then that then is prejudice towards all people. Because if I'm white and nothing happens, but I'm black, I'm immediately thrown in jail, there would be no way. And I say this back to him, there will be no way in God's green earth that George Floyd's killer, who is afforded a bail of $1 million, there would be no bail for a black person if they had killed a white person. No bail would have been set. But the judge, even though the bail is $1 million, still set an opportunity for him to get out of jail, which I think is just a travesty in itself. You know, there's just no way humanly possible that they should have bail at all. But that just goes to show you, you know, that society is not fair, people are not fair, the judicial system is not fair. See, those are some of the things and injustices that happen. If it's a total different story, if it's a black person versus a white person.
Yes,
and
it is. If you are black, you go to jail immediately. Some of them don't
exactly.
even make it to the jailhouse.
As we saw, George
they go
Floyd
ahead
didn't
and kill
make
him.
It to the jailhouse either.
He didn't. Mr. Floyd did not make it to the jailhouse. He was executed. I believe that's completely
broad
racist.
Daylight.
Yep. Our daylight and being recorded on camera.
All the above is true.
I believe he enjoyed killing him.
Well, I don't know if he enjoyed it or not, but he sure didn't seem to be too sad about what occurred. Let's put it that way. You know, I did not, all I saw was what I could see on the video, and it just looked to me like he was, you know, fine with whatever happened and whatever he got, he deserved. So, you know, it's not a problem just with the police force. It's society as a whole. And it's unfortunate that it's happening throughout the police department. But I hear it happens in the Department of Corrections. It happened with the judges. It happened with employment. So, you know, systemic racism.
Happened with medical.
Every walk of life, you know, you got to fight just to survive. You know, I knew I came here to be black. I know I'm going to die black, but I shouldn't die being black. You know, that's just a different spin on what it is. You know, I came here and going to leave black, but just because I'm black should not be a death sentence. And that's
no, it should not
a problem.
Be a death sentence just because you and I are black. It should not
correct.
Be.
So, you know, but America. You know, I had a press conference the other day that I had to speak, and I spoke, and I told them that the N-word originated in America. It was the original birthplace of the N-word, and most people do not understand what I mean. Nobody knew what an N was. It was coined and labeled in America. And, you know, regardless of what you do in America, I don't care how successful you may consider yourself be, successful what you may have done, the accomplishments you made, no matter how many people you have helped, they're still going to throw the N-word at you and say you're that because that's all they know. And it's not all white people, so I never categorize everybody into one class. But those who know who they are, if it's that 32, 35% or whatever statistics say, 30% of America has this racism problem, and the other 70% may or may not know that they have one. You know, but that's America as a whole.
That's America as a whole. That is correct. Racism. And once again, being black should not be a death sentence, like you said.
It should not. It should not.
But it is. And
for the most
people
part,
are marching
wrong
all
situation.
Over the world, uniting with America.
Yeah. I know that we've been dealing with this for a long time, and the only hope that I can see and be prayerful and optimistic about is that change should and shall come. Prayerfully, it will. And it doesn't end up just by walking in the street tirelessly. what I would like to see is African-Americans, people of color, Asian, Chinese, even white America. If you know that things are wrong, I think you need to correct it. And one way you can correct it is starting with your local councilman, your city commission, county commissioners, your district attorneys that's being appointed and placed in, all of your mayors and senators, congressmen, state representatives. If they're not for the people, then you need to get rid of them. And the best way to do that is come November the 3rd is go to that ballot box and say, Lindsey Graham, you did not do what I need you to do. Mitch McConnell, you did not do what I need you to do. Donald Trump, you did not do what I need you to do. And vote them out and get in a new person. Talking about it is one thing, but I am a strict component and believer. I can show you a lot better than I can tell you any day. And if I can vote you out of office, then you have no say on what happens to me.
That's right. That's right. And Donald Trump is the bull whistle. I really believe that because when he says things like there were good people on both sides, there are good people on both sides, and that he's a nationalist, which can be interpreted by me as a white nationalist, I feel like it's the Ku Klux Klansman in the White House.
You know, it may be. I've seen some pictures of Donald Trump with his mother and father with Klan uniform
that.
On.
I have that too. But please send them again.
And I know that people can change. Don't get me wrong. I know it's possible. And through God, many things can and shall and will happen. But, you know, last time I checked, if the pig jumped out of the slop and went in and put on a bow tie and put on a tuxedo, all you got is a dressed up pig. But it's still a pig regardless of what it just continues to do. So that's being very nice. But at the same time, you know, you just got a dressed up pig in the White House.
Right. That's correct. That's correct. So, have you been marching and giving speeches?
I marched and gave speeches. I marched as well. The other day, I gave two speeches. And my message is pretty simple. It's let this moment resonate, but also let's not let this moment resonate and go to waste. Let's do something about this. Go and talk to your congressmen and senators and actually get in their face and tell them, hey, you know, we want to change. And it's not just by you talking and saying something. Show me that you care. Or if you can't show me, then I can show you and you won't be in office no more.
That's
what I'm looking at. And just extremely prayerful that all the people who understand. And
the Republican Party, not just Mr. Donald Trump, the Republican Party in general are not doing anything about the things that Mr. Trump is doing. And Mr. Trump is praising the police officers and standing up a few bad apples. And talking about how many police officers have been killed in the line of duty. He's changing the dialogue.
In all fairness, not to Donald Trump, but to those who wear the badge and work in sheriff and law enforcement, yes, people are not always correct and true. I have no problem with that. I have no problem in dealing with police officers, but it's those that the few bad apples that are causing the issues and continue to do it, and you see on camera. I would never want to be a police officer because I know just living is hard enough day to day, but to put my life on the line and be disrespected is a whole nother issue. But at the same time, you signed up for that profession, so you're supposed to do it to the best of your ability. and treat people with dignity and respect. Now, there are situations that it's life and death. You have to do what you have to do. But it should not be countless times that black men are being slaughtered. And I mean that.
Women are too.
Community throughout the world.
Ms. Charlene,
women are, that was my next statement.
Ms. Charlene Lyles and Ms. Antetiana was killed in Texas.
I'm with you.
While she was in her own house. And I haven't heard her mentioned. Someone said she was mentioned by Nancy Pelosi, but I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it, so I'm going to say it. I don't know if she was mentioned or not, but I did interviews with them, their families, those two black women. One, and Charlene Lyles was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And no bigger than 100 pounds.
I saw
they killed
and heard their names. Yeah, they killed them. They killed them as well. It's a sad state of affairs that we're in, and it's even worse because black men and women are being killed and there's nothing happening at all. And we cannot continue to let that happen. And most of all, what we need to do is make sure that each person who has an opportunity and the right to vote, get out there and make those systemic changes, not only in the polls, but systemic change by going out to their different respective offices and different positions that they hold throughout the community to be able to let them know, hey, we're not going to stand for this anymore. And you have a voice. Let's use it. You don't have to burn down stuff. You don't have to loot. To me, that's one thing we can do without. But the point of the matter is, what you need to do is you need to be able to go out there and do what's right and what's needed.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know,
that is so true.
That is really what we're looking at. You know, there are a host of black women that have been killed as well. Tyesha Miller, Megan Huckabee. I'm trying to remember some of the names. Pearlie Smith, Denisha Harris, Anna Brown, Latoya Hargitay. I mean, I could name 10 more. Chantel Davis, Renee Davis. Trying to remember them all. Aja Dixon. I mean, it's a mind-boggling list that you can deal with.
And what makes it
and just look
so
at.
Bad, there were four black men killed by protesting, peacefully protesting with for Mr. George Floyd and all the other killings here in America. So it doesn't make any sense. It's got to be a change that happens. You can't just keep murdering people because they're different color than you. Like you said, being black should not be a death sentence.
It should not be. But to many, it is.
It's been death sentence to many black people. And there in Washington, D.C., there were peaceful protests in D.C., and they gathered together to cry the murder of Mr. George Floyd and other and all the other black people that have been murdered. And they were violently attacked by law enforcement officials with batons, pepper spray, rubber bullets, and more. Now, Mr. General Attorney General William Barr said on TV that he did not have a part in that, but other people are saying differently that he had it did. That he knew so Mr. Trump could walk to a church and take pictures.
Well, I'm going to say it this way. We don't know who did it. But we do know a couple of things. We know the Trump administration did it. We know that someone in Trump's command ordered it, or he did it himself. Another thing we do know is it was not smoke. They later turned around and said it was
pepper spray and the bullets and the rubber bullets. But we saw it with our own eyes. So I guess if your eyes don't tell you the truth, then we got problems with what we see.
That's true. That is very true. You're so right.
So you know, the next rallying cry was, I say, is say her name, because she was killed as well. You know, say her name, because she was mistreated. Say her name, because she has the same rights as everyone else as well. So we need to make sure we put her in there as well, and whoever her
Charlena
may be.
Charlena Lyles and Aunt Tatina. I did an interview with her uncle, Aunt Tatina. I'll find her last name. She
yeah,
was murdered
like
while in her own home. The policeman went to the back of the house, didn't announce himself, and killed him.
That's what we're talking about. Exactly what we're
and
talking
about. And the nephew witnessed it all.
See, and they'll be discarded. And I saw last night they were talking about
answers. Aunt Tatiana Jefferson, she was killed on October 12th, 2019. A neighbor called mm-hmm. and asked for a welfare check because her door was open early in the morning. This happened in Fort Worth, Texas. Her uncle is Mr. LaPaca Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
So they killed her. They killed Charlena Lyles in 2018.
Yeah.
She was pregnant. Her sister says she wasn't 100 pounds wet. And her three kids, she had five kids, but three of them saw their mother being murdered.
See, that's the travesty
and the
that we deal
saw
with.
Miss Antonina Jefferson being murdered.
You know, I'm going to say one of the good things that is coming out of this is, you know, it's showing, America is showing its true colors. And I'm going to say that the true colors are yellow, because we now have in Washington, D.C., Black Lives Matter Plaza. And every time Donald Trump has to address an envelope for the remainder of the few months that he's in office, he's going to always know that he lives at 1600 Black Lives Matter Plaza. And that is his address, and he can't do nothing about it. So put your military out there again, but you can't change the name of where you live.
That's right. That's right. That is right. That is so right. And I'm glad the mayor did it. I really am.
The theme from the National Action Network, we always say, no justice, no peace. But I'm going to add to that, as Sharpton said, Reverend Sharpton stated, get your foot off our neck. Black lives really do matter.
Yes, sir. Black lives really do matter. Thank you for saying it. As a black woman, I have some fears, you know, but I know God is for me, you know. So
mm-hmm.
Just this show has caused me some pain. Some white people don't care for me. They call me a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, say I'm a troublemaker.
Well, I guess trouble is spelled J-U-S-T-I-C-E. So that's the problem that they have. All right, it's not you.
Justice.
It's justice. That's the problem that they got. They don't believe in it, know nothing about it, and don't care for it. So, if you're causing trouble, then guess what? There's a justice issue that they're dealing with. And it's what it is they see themselves and knowing that they got to talk for their own sin that they did.
Yeah. I get pictures of little kids in Klan robes. So that should tell you something. I get videos of white men in Klan robes using the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
So those are threats.
but I'm still doing it. I mostly get it on Facebook. They put it on my page. So they're calling me the N-word, but that's all right. I'm going to keep doing my show for as long as I can.
Yep, I do mine as well, and I tell people, as I stated earlier, America's originated the N-word, so my question to them, if I'm an N-word, then you're a white N-word. So let's turn it around on you and let you see what it is, because you are what you say you are, and that if that's you call me, I know you know what it's about being one, because you're one first.
Yes, sir.
So, you know,
that is correct.
You need to remember that they do not understand the reality, and there's going to be a lot of people with pushback. And I see a lot of clips and videos with a lot of white Americans hating that there's so much support, but those are the ones that will reap what they sow when it's all said and done. So those are the ones that have to atone for everything that they've done to someone else. You and I may not see it, but my God has promised that he will show them the way. Sandra Bland, Pam Turner, Chantel.
Charlene Alou.
It just counts.
And Tatiana Jefferson.
Countless. I cannot begin to name them all. So just know that your service is well taken. We appreciate you. We appreciate what you do. Keep the faith. Stay out of harm's way. And if there's anybody bother you, hopefully can find a good officer that can help you. And all officers are not bad. It's just those that think that they have privilege as white folk do, you know, that they are granted immunity for different things, and knowing that they do not have immunity, but they're just taking the white privilege.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's what it's all about. And I disagree with Mr. Trump on a lot of things. I disagree with the Republican Party. So that's what I want to say. Thank you for coming on Show Talk, Minister Don Tolliver. I'm sorry to have called you on Sunday. I apologize for that. I should have known better.
No problem. We're fine, Sister Butler. We're okay. This was not a good time for
me.
I appreciate you each and every time, and I appreciate what you do for the community. And also, I appreciate you having me on your show again. God bless you.
Yes, and
God,
I look forward to having you back, and I'll be keeping up with what's going on in Tallahassee. You be safe.
Thank you so
sir.
Much. All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you. All right.
All right, everyone. When you listen to the recording of this show, you'll hear Minister Don Toller of the Greater Beulah Baptist Church in Tallahassee, Florida, an assistant to the National Action Network Director in Tallahassee, Florida. He'll be second in charge, if I'm not mistaken. In Tallahassee, Florida, the state capital of Florida, there have been 3 people killed over there in the last 2 months. So it's happening where I live at also. Tallahassee is 1 hour and 15 minutes from where I live. It's disturbing. They killed 3 people in the last 2 months, and all of them were black. A truck plowed through them, and they have not been arrested. Through a group of peaceful protesters plowed through them. Thankfully, no one was killed. Only one person was injured, and that was a young lady whose arm was broke. So that's how, you know, so, but they still have not arrested the people. In Tallahassee, Florida, there has been no arrest. The policeman, I don't know what's going on with the police. If they've been put on leave or absent, paid leave or anything like that, I don't know. So hopefully on the next show I'll have an update on that for everyone to know about. So I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I pray for, I hope everyone is safe. Stay safe and aware. Be careful. Just be careful, people. Just be careful and prayerful. I hope everyone has a good day. Those of you who listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler, I thank you. I thank you for supporting Show Talk with Angela Butler with your likes and shares and things. I appreciate all of you because I'm trying to help. I'm trying to do my little part. So thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, mom.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen.
Thank you for the blood.
The blood that saved my life.
The blood that saved my life.
And thank you for the lamb.
The lamb that was sacrificed.
I'm so glad. Blood.